This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Listening to a radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is off back tomorrow. And a busy day today. Senator John Hoban will join us on the program for the latest on this huge win. NAFTA, the new NAFTA. Well, we have a different name for it now, right? The YMCA.
USMCA.
USMCA, but we call it YMCA. But it's big news. It's fantastic. Senator Hoban will talk a little bit about that. Chris Cramer will be here. Chris is the wife of Congressman Kevin Cramer, who has been under attack for months and months and months from the Heitkamp campaign because she, get ready for it, she works. She works. I guess, I don't know. They're anti-women now at the Heitkamp campaign. Anti-women working anyway. I don't know what the deal is, but yeah. No, it's in all seriousness, it's been really a disgusting attack on Chris and on the Cramer family, and I thought, you know, let's give her a chance to be heard, so I asked her to come on the program today, and we'll do that. And meanwhile, we have all the Kavanaugh hearings. We have a little bit of a controversy at the state of North Dakota, the Department of Commerce. Commerce Secretary, a guy by the name of Jay Shuler, very, very accomplished entrepreneur, businessman from Wahpeton and Breckenridge. His sons now operate Giant Snacks, but of course Jay started that. And anyway, he's a smart guy, and it was a good recruit on behalf of Doug Burgum and Brent Sanford to get Jay Shuler into the cabinet. He sends an email out yesterday morning at 9:30 and is resigned by midday, which I can't quite figure this one out myself. It's a head scratcher. Not wise. Not the end of the world, and that I believe Jay had said all along he didn't want to serve forever as the Commerce Commissioner because he did this, as a member of the private sector, lending his talents to the public sector. And, anyway, we'll talk about that in a little bit more. Mitch McConnell's on the Senate floor. What is he saying here? Let's see what's going on.
Allegation that has been breathlessly paraded around. Oh, no. Shortly after Dr. Ford's confidential letter made its way into the press, the floodgates of mud and muck opened entirely on Brett Kavanaugh and his family. Out of the woodwork came one uncorroborated allegation after another, each seemingly more outlandish than the last. A tabloid lawyer organized a red carpet rollout for someone who wanted to accuse Judge Kavanaugh of masterminding some kind of high school drug and serial sexual assault ring, hosting one wild party after another filled with sexual violence for which there conveniently happened to be zero witnesses. Zero witnesses. But plenty of people to refute the claims. This didn't say in the tabloids, by the way. This fantastic story was effectively read into the record of the Judiciary Committee by the ranking member, who decided it deserved a mention in her remarks during last Thursday's hearing. And every Democratic member of the Judiciary Committee seized on this outlandish tale in a formal letter in which they called on Judge Kavanaugh to withdraw his name from consideration. This is how desperate some became for any way to stop this stunningly qualified nominee. I guess upholding any standards of any kind was just too much to ask. We have heard another anonymous, unattributed, and now thoroughly debunked account. This time an anonymous accusation from Colorado alleging physical abuse 20 years ago. A sitting federal district judge quickly stepped up to bat down that anonymous smear. We heard that Judge Kavanaugh was supposedly responsible for a sexual assault on a boat in Newport, Rhode Island, until the accuser recanted the story completely, but not before many in the media had begun eating it up. In short, Democrats' mishandling of Dr. Ford's letter opened the floodgates for this deluge of uncorroborated, unbelievable mud. And the mudslide was cheered on and capitalized on at every turn by the far left that has been so eager to stop this nomination. Just politics? I don't think so. And on the other extreme, some of the other lines of attack have been completely trivial. Last night, the New York Times unleashed this major story. Get this. Judge Kavanaugh may have been accused of throwing some ice across a college bar in the mid-1980s. Talk about a bombshell. One can only imagine what new bombshell might be published today or tomorrow. But here's what we know, Madam President. One thing for sure. The Senate will vote on Judge Kavanaugh here on this floor this week. Here on this floor this week.
Thank goodness. About time.
Our Democratic friends will try to move the goalpost yet again. Just yesterday, they submitted a list of 24 people whom they wanted the FBI to interview. So I'm confident we'll hear that even the very same supplemental FBI investigation Democrats had so loudly demanded is now magically no longer sufficient.
Of course, it's the game they're playing. Listen, Mitch McConnell is being a little reserved there. I mean, he's being Mitch McConnell. But what he's saying is much more of a, dead-on attack and response to some of the stuff the left is doing. You know who gets credit for that, folks? Donald J. Trump. Same reason Lindsey Graham was out there. This Senator Kennedy, I want to run for president. I love this guy. The guy from Louisiana. Oh, is he so great? Do we have the little clip of him? He was on Martha McCallum on Fox News yesterday and asked the following question. What do you make of where we find ourselves with the Kavanaugh nomination? Here's what he said.
And it's time for everybody to woman up and man up and be a senator and cast your vote in front of God and country. And I'm fully trust the FBI. I want to wait and see what they turn up. But I have a feeling they're going to do just what we've already done, just what they did six previous times. And by the way, it keeps getting lost in this. The Senate Judiciary investigators did a full investigation.
I love the guy. At the very beginning of the interview, a part that you didn't hear in that clip, he was just asked again simply, what do you make of where we find ourselves with the Kavanaugh nomination? Listen to his answer.
This entire thing makes me want to heave. If you think this is about searching for the truth, you ought to put down the bong. This is not about the truth. This is about gamesmanship and power.
Oh my God!
Political politics.
Yeah,
it's just that simple.
Yeah, it is. And he's exactly right. But you know what? It's very rarely said in that body. So that's why I appreciate the fact that Donald Trump is, that's another Trump factor there. It really is. 100%. Absolutely love it. So it looks like the speech is over now by Mitch McConnell. He just said Democrats are trying to bring down the nomination. That's what this is about. We're going to vote this week. It's over. Your games are done. He's just telling them enough already. Enough already. Now, it should have been enough already a week ago. But Jeff Flake complicated that. But nonetheless, let's go. Let's 100% go. Meanwhile, ladies and gentlemen, you need to know this. There's a new poll out from Valley News Live, and the poll shows huge support for Brett Kavanaugh in North Dakota. So the poll's about, less than 50% support to Kavanaugh. Not in North Dakota. Not at all. Who does that cause a little bit of a problem for? Exactly. Heidi Heitkamp. Now she's going to bake that into the cake as to her calculation of what she's going to do. Now, I'll tell you with 100% certainty what's going on with Heidi Heitkamp. Sorry, Hillary Heidi. Kind of sometimes mix those up. Well, Heidi thought Hillary was amazing, so it's understanding that I'd messed that up, wouldn't I?
Absolutely.
Am I wrong? Didn't she think she was amazing?
A long-lost sister or something.
I think we have some proof of the fact she thought that she was amazing. But anyway, what I wanted to say is that Heidi is doing the following. Are there the votes to nominate Kavanaugh? In other words, without me, do they have enough votes? If there is, she's a yes. Right? So she can say, see, I'm bipartisan. If it's a no, then she's really got a pickle. Really got a pickle, especially because, well, Chris Burke said this on Point of View last night, if you watched him. He said she's deciding her own fate based on those Kavanaugh numbers. The other little number I'd tell you about, besides the Kavanaugh approval rating support in North Dakota, the other number you should know in that race is that the last poll by Mason Dixon, which Valley News Live uses, was like a 4-point lead, right? Now it's a 10-point lead for Congressman Kevin Cramer. 10-point lead over her. Your calls when we come back. 258-0550.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon. My wife, Marie, and I, our daughters, were in Norway about 2 years ago with the great Carol Juven. And I'll tell you what, it was a trip of a lifetime. Not just because we saw some incredible sights and cities in Norway, but we met our relatives. And Carol Juven helps you find your relatives, even if you've never known where they were or whatever. I mean, that in and of itself is an incredible service. So we're going back to celebrate our heritage and witness the midnight sun, fjords, waterfalls, mountains, 7-day land tour. Where will we go, Mr. Juven?
You can go Stavanger, Bergen, Oslo, Trondheim.
Then travel 7 days on the west coast to the land of the midnight sun aboard a beautiful Norwegian ship, the Polaris, which I understand visits some really neat places. Where?
Absolutely gorgeous. The Lofoten Islands, the North Cape, the Kirkenes along the Russian border. You're visiting some cities that like Narvik and Harstad were World War II famous. The largest cannon in the world is there, and it's still being shown to the people.
Yeah, so this cruise is about learning the history of Norway. Think about that in World War II and how they lived. It's amazing. 800-343-0093, 800-343-0093, 800-343-0093. We'll send you out a packet of information.
Welcome along.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndieFlagpoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email Jim@IndieFlagpoleGuy.com, and thank you.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
On your mind? What is on your mind today? Judge Kavanaugh and where that situation is at? How about NAFTA? The new NAFTA deal. Do you remember Heidi Heitkamp was originally, I saw a debate actually, I don't even know how I stumbled on this, but I saw a debate when she was running for governor against John Hoeven. and NAFTA came up, but she was dogging NAFTA, horrible, terrible, to hate this. And then, of course, Donald Trump renegotiates it, and then she loves it. It's wonderful. Well, now it's back, and his negotiating team did it, so what now? I kind of like to know. I don't know, just call me crazy, but wondering what she's at on it now. But, I'm actually way more interested in how it impacts you. What your takeaway is from the fact that this deal got done. I would think, correct me if I'm wrong, that it would give you confidence to say, okay, look, he said he was going to do this, and he's doing it. So they told us, just be patient, and we're going to do these deals. And they're winning. They're doing them. Always want it to happen faster, but I don't know. Again, carte blanche, whether you agree with Donald Trump's position on trade, how he's going about these renegotiations, whether you like it or don't like it, just let me know what you think. Love to know at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. What's your prediction on Brett Kavanaugh? Do you think he gets across the finish line here? What do you think?
I have a question for you. Let's say this goes through.
Okay.
And they get to the vote, and he's not confirmed. Okay, so now, and let's say in November, the red wave comes through, and we maintain control of the House and Senate. So then another nominee comes up. Does this circus start all over again?
Well, of course. I mean, look, we're getting to the point now because of the balance of the court, right? And whether it's Ruth Bader Ginsburg next, or you know, he's got to be replaced first of all. I mean, there needs to, somebody has to go on the
right.
On the court here.
Right.
So
and we have a balanced court right now, an 8-member court right now,
which you can't have.
No.
Yeah, it's not a good deal. So I think he'll make it. But look, this is a death match for the Democrats. Again, their line, without question, is Roe versus Wade. And to me, I don't get it. Because if Brett Kavanaugh were to be confirmed, he goes to the court, and magically they have a vote on Roe versus Wade, you know, in his first few months. And it doesn't have the votes to stay, which it shouldn't, by the way. Science tells us it shouldn't. It's ridiculous.
Right.
But when it's repealed, the states now have the say to say, is abortion legal here or not? Every state. In my mind, that's what the Founding Fathers gave us a 10th Amendment for. Go read the 10th Amendment and what it says. So, this freak out just because they love Planned Parenthood so much is embarrassing to watch. And, you know, everything we predicted is happening. You know, after there was, okay, limited in scope, FBI investigation, limited in time, 1 week, go ahead, agreement between Coons, the senator from Delaware, and Flake, the senator from Arizona, the Republican, let's go. We predicted. They'd immediately say, it's not enough time. They got to do more people. What about this one? I mean, they're just, and Chuck Schumer's on the floor right now. A list of 20 people to be interviewed in a week is not reasonable.
We're supporting Hillary Clinton.
There she is again.
Is that Heidi Heitkamp?
That is, yeah.
Heidi Heitkamp supports Hillary Clinton?
Shocking, I know.
Is there more to that?
That's that montage that Chris played last night.
It's Chris Berg on 630 Point of View. We'll play that. Let's hear it.
We're supporting Hillary Clinton.
You could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables.
She is going to be.
I do not think there will be many places in America where fracking will continue to take place.
One of the greatest.
We're going to put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business.
Greatest president.
I'm very proud of the Iran nuclear agreement.
Of the United States. United States of America.
If you look at the map of the United States, there's all that red in the middle where Trump won. And his whole campaign, Make America Great Again, was looking backwards.
That we have ever seen.
The Supreme Court is wrong on the Second Amendment. And I am going to make that case every chance I get.
We're supporting Hillary Clinton because she is going to be one of the greatest presidents of the United States of America that we have ever seen.
You know, that, ladies and gentlemen, in her own words, Heidi Heitkamp and her affection for Hillary Clinton and Hillary Clinton's disdain for you and I is not surprising to me or anybody that follows her career closely. But she's so adept at sounding as though that's not her when it is her. So when you hear her own words praising Hillary Clinton, that's really damning. It kind of makes me want to,
this entire thing makes me want to heave.
Yeah, kind of have that problem myself.
Well, I thought she was going to have an aneurysm during that speech.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, one of our fine sponsors. He's been around since 1908. You know him probably for plumbing, the little plumber, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contract services, not only in Bismarck, across the region in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. And right now, they are doing environmental maintenance agreements for buildings and business owners throughout the region. And here's the bottom line. Through the Link service contracts, it gives you a real handle on your bottom line. Saves you money and gives you a little bit of certainty. They're doing that for a lot of businesses, big names that you know, and they ought to do it for you. What are you waiting for? Call them at 223-3393 or online at hatandsons.com. Richard in Wadena, Minnesota. What's on your mind?
I've listened to many radio announcers, and they're talking about Brett Kavanaugh, process that he's going through, and also this special prosecutor Miller for the president. They keep saying it's a fishing expedition. It's really not. It's a vendetta. And they're bound and determined to get something. And after listening to Mr. Kavanaugh the other day with his diary, giving dates and times and stuff where he's at, they now have a list of witnesses they want interviewed that have this information that they can adjust their time frame to his diary now and make it more believable. And I just thought it was kind of bad that it had to be revealed in that way, and if it increases his chances or decreases them. That's all I have to say.
That's interesting, Richard. Thank you very much. Your take, welcome at 800-228-0550. Just got a note from a Farm Bureau member that says they are presenting Congressman Kevin Cramer with a Friend of Farm Bureau Award in a half an hour. The only of the three congressional representation from North Dakota to receive it, which means Cramer is a friend of farmers.
I thought he was abysmal with farming.
Contrary to the attacks from the Heitkamp campaign.
Oh, that's what that was.
I think that abysmal thing was when they lost their mind over the NAFTA deals getting done, and uh-oh, what are we going to do now? We needed NAFTA to scare farmers and ranchers into thinking, you know, we were going to fight for them, we were going to fix this, and now that got fixed, and so let's quick whip up something that suggests that Congressman Cramer is abysmal on agriculture.
Exactly.
Interesting. Very good point. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Did you know you now get more speed with new SpeedRower SP windrowers from your Northern Region New Holland dealers? New Holland's new high-speed transport option gives you road speeds up to 24 miles per hour, the fastest in the industry. So you spend less time on the road and more time cutting crop. And there's no need to swivel your seat with New Holland, so you get the same industry-leading visibility and comfort you have when working in the field. See the SpeedRower SP windrower at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
It's as simple as plug and play is the phrase all farmers want to hear when they talk about technology. With the new GreenFit system from Reichardt, plug and play is finally a reality when using John Deere AutoTrack guidance with exciting new products like the Challenger 1000 Series MT700 CVT or all new C-Series Rogators from Butler Machinery. GreenFit is an authorized navigation interface that utilizes existing John Deere AutoTrack guidance system to steer most Challenger tractors and sprayers. GreenFit eliminates the worry of learning and converting to a new steering system when buying an industry-leading Challenger product from Butler Machinery. Learn more about GreenFit at butlermachinery.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The FBI has been authorized to expand its investigation into sexual misconduct allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, the White House giving it the green light to do that.
Yesterday, President Trump was asked if he thinks it's okay for the investigation to include interviewing Kavanaugh.
I think it's fine if they do.
While the FBI investigation isn't over yet, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he expects a vote to confirm Kavanaugh before the week is over.
And I'm pleased to announce that all 51 Republican members of the Senate support the motion to proceed to the nomination.
At least six people injured this morning when a truck drove into a crowd of protesters at a McDonald's in Flint, Michigan. The group protesting for the right for fast food workers to form unions. Reports are authorities believe the incident was just an accident. This is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
What's on your mind? Brought to you in part for today by the North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit, and WSI. We have a safety spotlight here on the program. Love telling you about things that could save lives. And I'm going to tell you one more time, because I'm just passionate about people going to these. Thursday in Minot, next Tuesday, a week from today in Bismarck, the North Dakota Safety Council, which does world-class work in first-class CPR, AED, and first aid training as a course. 85% of cardiac arrests happen at home. Would you know what to do if your dad, your husband, your mom, your wife, your brother, if anyone you love started showing signs of cardiac arrest? Every minute counts in a cardiac emergency. So why be helpless? Take the training. It'll give you the confidence to help. That's the thing. Now you know, right? You instantly spring into action. Take the right steps until the EMS arrives. CPR, AED, and first aid, nationally recognized curriculum. Hands-on. Some of it's, a lecture they're teaching that way. I've done these courses before. They're great. Commit to getting this life-saving training. Go to ndsc.org, ndsc.org to register. Minot, October 4th. That's this Thursday. Bismarck, next Tuesday, the 9th, okay? John in Nebraska. I never remember. Is it Seward, Nebraska? Is that how you say that, John?
Well, that's where I live. However, I'm in Perm right now at our cabin, and I'm on my way to hopefully catch a couple fish. We'll see.
Oh, good for you.
The reason I'm calling, first of all, I really enjoy your show, and the reason I'm calling is, in Nebraska, I just kind of wanted to give a heads up to the North Dakota voters. We elected two Democrats over the last 20 years. One was Bob Kerrey, that was during the time where there was actually a surplus with the budget, and rather than start paying down the debt, they came up with the politicians, of course, came up with this budget that was spending it all and then some. And, of course, the state of Nebraska did not want that and pleaded with him, no, don't. Well, he was the last vote to either do the Clinton budget or not. And, of course, he had no choice. The Democrat Party is not going to let him get out of line, and he voted for it. Then we had the the state, not me, had the brain lock of electing Ben Nelson, who is essentially the godfather or the key to Obamacare. It came down to his vote, and the state, obviously, Nebraska, very conservative state, did not want Obamacare whatsoever. His office would not even answer the phone for 5 days before the vote, and he did vote for it, and now we have Obamacare.
By the way, if I can interrupt you 1 second, you reminded me on the phone thing that Senator Heidi Heitkamp, I mentioned this on the air, but I've been getting daily reports from people who say the phones aren't answered, the voicemail boxes are full, because we had a suggestion, I think on Friday last week, of people who said, call our office. What are the numbers, Scott? Well, I gave out the numbers, and evidently they're not answering the calls. And I don't, you know, to me, they should look and see, is it a 701 call? I'm taking it. If it's anything else, sorry, goodbye, right? Not you know, listen to California and all these different groups. But I detest that when they don't answer the phone. And I remember other senators in this neck of the woods doing the same thing you're talking about, John, during the Obamacare vote, for sure.
Yeah. It just comes down to, if the voters in North Dakota think, oh, this will be okay, Heidi will vote for us. No, she won't. When push comes to shove, the Democrats are going to tell her how to vote on key issues, and she'll have to do it, or they'll cut off her money. They will, when the time comes, they will take away any decent committees that she'll be on. Literally, she'll be done at that point. So, I'm predicting with the Brett Kavanaugh thing, hopefully it won't come down to this, but if it came down to Heidi, she's going to vote against him, even though I'm confident that the state of North Dakota would definitely want him and should want him. So, you know, please, voters of North Dakota, learn something from Nebraska, because we didn't do it once. We did it twice. And we ended up with a senator that did not vote for with the state. The senator voted for and with the Democratic Party and the leadership. And that's the way it's going to be with her. It just is. That's the way it works.
Interesting take. John from Seward, Nebraska, headed for Pura, Minnesota. Good luck fishing, and appreciate the heads up on the advice. Can I ask you one other quick thing about Nebraska?
Sure.
What is with Ben Sasse and Donald Trump? Why is he, there's parts of Ben Sasse I really like. I mean, I think he makes, a lot of good sense on a lot of issues, but I don't understand why he doesn't get the Trump deal.
I just think that, he was president of a university there. Midland University, and I think he's just a pompous, arrogant intellectual, and I'm afraid that he just thinks he's the answer to everything. I will say this, he has, at least from what I can tell, been voting for Donald Trump with all of the issues, but, you know, for Nebraska, we would just love to have him shut the heck up. if he doesn't have something nice to say about his president and our state's president, just don't say anything. You know, just leave it. But I don't really have a good answer for why he does that. A lot of it is just, like with most people that don't really care for Trump, is just kind of the way he does things, and his tweets and what he says and how he says it. And personally, the average guy, I think that we're finally standing up and sharing, like, finally, we got somebody that's saying what we think and doing what we want and
fighting for America, I think, more than anything. I mean, that, to me, that's, I agree with you. I'm guessing that's the same with Cornhuskers and folks up here. Just finally, somebody's not afraid to fight. Stand up for what we believe in. That's more than anything. I think that forgives a lot of other sins. I really do. Interesting conversation. Good luck fishing. Matt sends us an email. Scott, I listen to you and Todd, the radio god, as much as I can. You are an inspiration to the working man and his family. Keep up the good work with everything you do. Congressman Kevin Cramer is a good, sound, solid guy. High-fiving Heidi needs to be forgotten. She is a, that's what's on your mind. That's what's on your mind crew is a blessing. Oh, the what's on your mind crew is a blessing. Well, thank you very much for that. I appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate that. The emailer said that she was a, I don't even want to say it, referring to a particular disease that she has fought and won a battle with before, so I just don't think we go there. Let's just keep it above board. Stick to the facts, as we have completely through this whole thing, 100%. Let's see. Texter says, I don't get it. Liberals defend Teddy Kennedy, who killed a woman while he was drinking, but this guy throws a glass of ice across the bar in college, and he should be hung for it? That right there is evidence that there is a large number of people in this country that have a serious mental illness. That is priceless. I don't know if it's a mental illness, but it's Trump derangement syndrome. Would that be a mental illness? Let's get a doctor on the program. Let's get a doctor here. Let's find out. A response already coming in here from a listener to the caller from Nebraska. I thought North Dakota would have learned from 24 years of Dorgan Conrad, the Senate. The Heitkamp election surprised me. Surprised a lot of people, yeah. Texter says, I watched the Chris Berg clip of Heidi and Hillary. That one really puts things into perspective for me, especially watching her false ads, really getting a sick feeling about how she feels about all of us in North Dakota. Heidi didn't denounce any of that. You can come out and say she should never have said that. USMCA, says another texter. This one's a South Dakota listener. President Trump is fulfilling his promises despite the resistance. Awesome. USMCA, you know, is United States, Mexico, Canada. The new NAFTA. Isn't that some? Hi, Scott. Great show. Maybe you could help with a bit of info. Where can I get a Kramer yard sign in coal country? I've had a lot of calls about that. And what I've been told by the party and campaigns, if you go to their offices, they'll give them to you. We had a lady the other day say, you know what I did? I texted 30 of my friends. I said, who wants a Kramer sign? I'll deliver it for you. 28 of the 30 said, I do. She went down, found all 30, then took them there. Now, that is, you know, kind of saying, I'm going to do my part here. I'm going to do my part here. You know? Texter says, please ask Chris Kramer if she has ever felt like a victim because she's female. I'll do that. Because that is something that it's personified a little bit, doesn't it? Especially in these hearings. Texter says, I will vote for Heidi. She is truthful and pure as the wind-driven snow. Detect a little bit of sarcasm there. I don't know. I don't want to read too much into it, but. Yeah. Someone has sent a bunch of poll numbers here. Don't have enough time to get into those. I'm going to get a caller here after this text. It'd be nice to know that we have an opportunity to have a Supreme Court justice as a just like the rest of us and not a choir boy, and we'll admit it. That's kind of cute, too. Mandan is where we're going. It says Mandan 55, Steve. What does that mean? Are you there, Steve?
Oh, I'm here. You bet.
Yeah, it says Mandan 55 you're calling from. I didn't know what that was.
I'm thinking your screener probably needs to revamp the questions he's asking. Yeah, radio station, channel 55.
Oh, I see 550. You're listening to me. Yeah, no problem. We have Nathan filling in right now for Daniel, who's unavoidably detained, so he sometimes gets the radio station you're calling on, but... it's not a big deal. We just want to know what town you're calling from. Anyway, what's your question, Steve? Sorry.
It's not a question. I'm just wondering. I was reminded earlier that prior to the election, you were not a Trump supporter. And so I'm wondering now.
Well, that isn't entirely accurate, but hang on, Steve. We could talk about that after the break. I mean, it depends on where you're talking about before the election.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Our rigs team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, and advanced opportunities. If you're an experienced floorhand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com to apply today.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
So those out-of-state elite special interests are at it again, taking aim at North Dakota's Constitution, pumping money into our state, and successfully buying their way onto the November ballot with a so-called anti-corruption measure. Nobody wants corruption in our government. That's why we already have an ethics commission and ethics policies on the books. This ballot measure, 2 pages long, that overrides the rest of our rights and protections in the North Dakota Constitution, giving their commission more power than any branch of government. And at what cost? If Measure 1 passes, voters and their elected officials would be prohibited from engaging in open, transparent dialogue, driving a wedge between the people and their government, and undermining the foundation of our democracy. Measure 1 is not the North Dakota way. Vote no on Measure 1. Paid for by North Dakotans for Sound Government. Jeff Simon, Chairman.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What the heck is this anyway? It's like
a white yokum.
I got a little hypnotized by it there. I don't know what that was all about. So the guy that was calling about
you not being a
me not being a supporter of Trump before the election from Mandan.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear me say hang on? We'll talk about it after the break.
Yep.
He hung up.
Oh, call back.
Yeah, call back. I don't know. Maybe that's what he wanted to say. But I wanted to tell you, first of all, was I a Trump supporter before the election? Yes. any suggestion that I wasn't is 100% false. Now, what isn't false is that I didn't jump on the Trump train immediately.
I know that. I listened to you.
I liked a little Ted Cruz. I liked a little Ben Carson. I even had just a...
Kasich, too, I think you were...
Oh, never.
No.
Not for that fruitcake. Rubio.
Okay.
You might have been thinking of Rubio.
Okay.
For a little bit. But every time I'd bring one of them up, the vast majority of this audience would say, ridiculous, it's Trump. I am able to say that I was a Trump supporter. I'm trying to remember when it was exactly. It was after our convention, or slightly before our Republican convention. But in the battle, okay, as it got down to the last three or four, for me it was Trump, Rubio, Cruz, Carson. Those were my candidates. But what I think is fun and I enjoy is the fact that this audience taught me a lesson. Fantastic. Opened my eyes to why you appreciated Donald Trump. And if I would say, like, you know, Donald Trump, I wish he'd have worn a blue tie instead of a red tie. Why are you making fun of Trump? Why are you picking on his tie? What are you thinking about? We don't care about his tie. We want him to fight. Good point. So I learned quite a lesson.
Some triggering, did you?
I guess so. Yeah. Scott says, a texter, that audio clip of Heidi and Hillary is absolutely chilling to listen to. I can't imagine what our country would be if Hillary was elected. Maybe you ought to play that a couple times a day between now and November. We'll get to it. Yeah. There's something else I was supposed to do. What was it? Oh, the sign thing. Coal country, right? So somebody wanted to know where to get a sign for Kevin Cramer in coal country. So the answer that I can give you is they tell us go to the offices and they have them there, okay? Because we had people call, so we called for them and said, hey, what's the deal? I have a number of someone that is delivering signs, putting up signs, the bigger ones mainly, they have some of the smaller ones too, but I'll just give you this number again. 701-712-1487. And just apologize to Jared that gave out a cell phone number on that. But I know he can get you a sign, and that's what somebody else said. You got to call Jared. So maybe coal country. There you go. 701-712-1487. Last time we gave that out, his phone melted. So he has a new phone now, and all is better, which is good. Well, here's somebody else on signs. Todd, you have signs?
Yes, Scott. I do. Here's your sign. Yeah. Let's talk yard signs for a little bit. Do we remember how Hillary won?
Well, I could think of about 100 reasons, but they all make me want to heave.
One of the things that strikes me is the night before the election, we went around and took down all of the Rick Berg signs, took down all the Republican signs like we always did because we had a state law against it. Heidi left all hers up. I'm wondering how effective was the day people went to the election undecided and drove by and saw all the Heidi signs and no Rick Berg signs.
Yeah. I mean, my answer would be a little different. It would be if you look at the poll numbers in Cass County where Rick Berg is from, she won. That shouldn't happen.
That's what I'm talking about. Is, you know, this was Cass County. You know,
but if people are influenced by a sign, to me, a sign just says, "Hey, I support this person." I don't think it goes, "Oh, maybe it influences some." I don't know, but I know this. Look, the Red River Valley is a problem for the conservative cause. There's no doubt about that. Fargo, Grand Forks, specifically. Are a real challenge. Values are different than they are west of Castleton. And, I know there's good conservatives here, but unfortunately they have a lot of numbers that go the other way. So, that's a problem. So where can I get signs from you, Todd?
You can sure. They just dropped off 25 of each at Payroll Express. Sandy's Donuts on Cheyenne Street, in West Fargo. Just go two blocks south. You can't miss all the yard signs on my boulevard. You'll know you're at the right spot.
Smart, smart businessman you are. Not afraid to say who you stand for, making it convenient for your customers to come on by Payroll Express to get your signs. That's beautiful.
But truly, you know, we do need to get these signs out. I just think when you look across the street at your neighbor and you go, well, Scott's going to vote for that Kevin Cramer. Scott's going to vote for that Kelly Armstrong. You know, I kind of respect what Scott's thinking. Maybe I'll do that. You know, I think it's one way for a neighbor to let his neighbors know, here's who I am, this is what I stand for. And I just truly believe that Heidi might have picked up 500 votes in the Cass County because her signs were up and
it was a close race,
were down.
Right. Yeah.
Like us
Thanks, Tom.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
It's back, the 12th Annual Great Plains and Empower ND Energy Conference. Monday, October 8th, Bismarck State Conference. Early bird registration on now, just $75 through 4 p.m. October 4th. Walk-in registration, $100. Keynote presentation by the Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Department of Energy. And returning favorite, a roundtable Q&A with Senators Hoban, Heitkamp, and Congressman Kramer. Platinum sponsors include ConocoPhillips, NextEra Energy, Hess Corporation, and Endeavor. Register now at energynd.com/events. Energynd.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.